Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Several incumbents were turned out of office during a tribal general election and locked a flambeau. William Bill Stone Jr. defeated Gloria Cobb for treasurer by 7 votes. Jamie Ann Allen defeated Beverly LaBarge for secretary. 4 council members were elected, with 3 overturning incumbents. Brittany Allen was the top vote-getter, followed by John D. Goober Johnson and Melissa Dowd. Deanne Allen was the only incumbent returned to the tribal council. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy and his wife Rachel are welcoming their 9th child. Duffy announced that Rachel successfully delivered their newborn baby girl Monday night. They did not reveal the child's name. Duffy said on Facebook, "Both mom and baby are doing great. Thank you for your prayers." Duffy resigned from the U.S. House September 23rd after learning that the baby would have health complications. The newborn was diagnosed with a heart defect that will require surgery. The operation is expected early next year. And the date of a special election in the 7th Congressional District to replace Duffy will be changed. Federal law requires military and overseas voters be able to get their absentee ballots at least 45 days before any federal election, including a primary. That means the schedule that Governor Tony Evers set last week, a December 30th primary and January 27th election, will not work. The new election will likely come in April or May. And a bill that would eliminate Wisconsin's 6-month waiting period for getting married after a divorce is closer to becoming law. The bipartisan measure had hearings last week and gained unanimous support in the Assembly. Wisconsin is one of 6 states that requires a waiting period prior to remarrying. Supporters say there's no evidence that a waiting period after a finalized divorce reduces divorce rates in the state. The Wisconsin Family Council said removing the 6-month wait is ill-advised, especially when minor children are involved. And a little rain didn't stop a Canadian firm from breaking ground on a new $80 million aluminum plant in Wood County. Wisconsin Rapids will be the site of Metalco's 4th plant in the United States. Vice President Robert Rossetti says state and local officials were very welcoming and put together a very aggressive incentive package. Metalco will receive about $2 million in incentives for the plant. Rossetti says that money will come back very quickly with the 80 full-time jobs they're expecting will be created. He says the permitting process took a little longer than anticipated, so crews are working to play catch-up with the goal of having the plant fully operational by this fall. So how wet has 2019 been so far? We're not there yet, but it could be the wettest year on record. That assessment from WJFW-TV meteorologist Jeff Weller says it looks like we could set a record.
So far through this morning, we've had 34.40 inches of precipitation, which is rain and melted down snow in Rhinelander. That puts us at number 35 for the year. Now, with that said, there's still 91 days to go left in the year. We need 8.46 inches to tie for first place. That is within the averages, what we usually get in October, November, and December. So we could be the wettest year on record in Rhinelander this year.
2016 was the wettest year on record at just over 42 inches. 4 of the first 6 top years of precipitation have happened within the last 28 years. Weller says increased cloud cover over the area also kept temperatures down over the summer, with Rhinelander recording only one day over 90 degrees. And the forecast for the rest of the day: look for cloudy skies, highs in the 50s, chance of showers. Tonight, showers are likely, mainly after midnight, low 43. Thursday morning showers, high near 49. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, patchy frost likely, low 33. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 53. And Saturday afternoon showers, high 52. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe with Captain Doug here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.